And in front of me now I have David Bourke, and he's with Fresh Start. He is a Fresh Start instructor in Coolock. Okay, recruitment for the Fresh Start programme. Give us a breakdown of what it's all about, David, please.
Hi, you know, thanks for having me. Yeah, the Fresh Start programme is run by the National Learning Network. So we're attached to the Sword Centre. We're nationwide, as the name suggests, training organisation. And Fresh Start is really just about, it's about that kind of missing bridge or link from being out of work for a while to moving on to something, either something more specific in terms of training or an actual job, full-time or part-time at the end. It's a 10-month course, but it's just that little step, that little boost in confidence and work experience and so on, just to get people to that stage, you know.
Mm-hmm. A 10-month course.
10-month course.
Seems rather long, yeah, just for to,
yeah,
the preliminaries. So it's quite important.
It is. I suppose there are some services in the locality that provide more kind of short-term assistance for people who just really want to brush up on CV skills and so on. I think what we do is more comprehensive. It's for people who need that, maybe that little bit of boost in confidence, maybe to upskill, get some qualifications as well. We do FETAC Level 3, Certs 2, and have that kind of ongoing support for that period before being fully ready to go into work. So I suppose it's for people who've been out for a while, kind of maybe lost a bit of the confidence, but have an idea of where they want to go and want to kind of just develop that.
Well, I'm going to be talking to people that sort of have gone through a similar thing from the Green Dame jobs later on. But people, if they've strayed out of school, can they go on this course?
Typically, it would be people with a work history.
Okay.
Not in 100% of cases, but the typical Fresh Start person is someone who's had a work history. Age groups not very quite significantly, but someone who's been out of work then for a while, maybe because of a setback of some kind, lost their job or fell into unemployment and just wants to kind of re-engage really and maybe try something new or maybe go back and do what they did before.
I just thinking of different ways now, an analogy, like for instance, it's like dating again. I mean, if you haven't been doing it for a long time,
yeah,
and the way things change, it'd be sort of different from maybe if you've been out of work, if you were working up to maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Things can change very quickly, especially with technology, and they're telling you to shorten your CVs. So this is the type of thing, just a sort of refreshment on how things have changed.
Absolutely. I mean, we do a lot of, you're absolutely right, in terms of the landscape around you will change, in terms of how recruitment is done for jobs and the internet is a big part of that, social media, all that kind of stuff. So we do a lot of IT skills. We work with the level that people are at. We do have FETAC Level 3 certification in kind of word processing and things like that as well. But we tailored very much to what's practical in terms of job seeking. It's not, I wouldn't say it's overly abstract or academic. It's all about kind of having the confidence to have a typed up CV that looks good. And send that out to employers and cover letters and so on. So we link it very much in with the career preparation side of what we do. You know?
And there's no restriction on age, is there?
The official age range would be sort of 18 up to 65, you know.
Well,
and we kind of, I suppose typically it tends to be around the middle of that range, but to be honest, we've got it at all stages of that, you know, and it's a good thing. I think it's good for the group dynamic as well. It's great to have a range.
Yeah, because I know, for instance, I mean, I gave the example because I wasn't sure of your age group, but actually if someone, there are a lot of people who maybe started at 20 or 18 and worked for 30 years and all of a sudden they're out of work and they feel it's middle of the road in your 50s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's an awkward area and, I mean, things really have changed in 30 years. So that's pretty good. And is that why... Maybe as well. Give me the time frame. It's 10 months. Is it every day for the week, during Monday to Friday?
Yeah,
all day.
It's Monday to Friday. Friday would be a half day, but it's 9 to 4 or the standard kind of hours. So so you're even if you're not in the centre at all times, you're being guided. You might be people might be doing 1 day a week work experience placement, or you know doing some research on careers, doing something online as well. So we have a kind of blend of in centre and out of centre work, but you are, I suppose, committed to it for that period as well. So I suppose that's an important part of it as well, that you're very much involved for those 10 months. In the middle of that, then, that time frame, there'll be a month's block work placement with an employer a few months after you'd start the course, you know. So that's a really important in terms of, you know, getting those contacts again in whatever industry you want to go into, because yeah. that's something that can become rusty over time as well if you're yeah. out of work.
And I suppose as well, it can give people the idea, okay, just because I've been doing something for 30 years and it's in habit, I can change. I yeah. can do something different.
You can do something different.
End up doing something they should have been doing in the first place when they is something you love for the change.
Yeah, and because we're not specific to the IT industry, the office, you know, office admin, catering, we're not specific to one industry. People are kind of free to choose an area that they want to explore, and they might rule it out, or they might say, this is my new career, and we'll set them up to hopefully move on to some training in that area or work, you know. So
that's the idea. I don't know what I could pick on, but if somebody came in and said, okay, this is a fresh start, but I don't want to do computers, but I want to do something, is there any way that they can be accommodated?
I don't mean
being painted. I don't expect you to run out and get an easel and all that and stuff.
I suppose there is a certain structure to the course, that there are certain things that we have to cover. Whether people don't necessarily have to go for certification in everything, particularly mm-hmm. if they've done it before. And there's a great degree of flexibility in terms of there are staff dedicated to reviewing goals with each individual person on the course mm-hmm. on a monthly basis, on an ongoing basis. So a lot of the stuff we're doing is very much centered around the person and what they want to do. We do have to cover certain things because of our funding. We do have to mm-hmm. cover career preparation, which makes sense, CV skills, interview skills, that kind of thing. Computers to some extent, basic kind of communications and maths as well. But we will support people if they have any difficulty with that. We'll work around their needs. We have a resource teacher based in Swords who can support people with any kind of learning needs around, mm-hmm. you know, particularly the English or maths or computers. So we are flexible within our kind of guidelines or
framework,
our structures,
yeah.
you know. Yeah, framework, exactly.
I imagine as well that one of the big things that you mentioned when I asked you the duration, the 10 months, and you said confidence, and I imagine that is a big thing for a lot of people, even if they haven't been working for years and years, but more so if they have, that when you lose your job after a long time, your confidence takes a hard knock, especially if you've been around trying and you don't know why. I mean, I went through that period myself in the 80s, and it's hard to understand why. So that must be a big boon and
huge.
A great thing to be able to help them with.
Yeah, and that's something that's not on a cert, that's not on a qualification, but it's a sort of, it's a really important part of what we do. You don't see it happening in sort of slow motion, but it does. If you look at someone from when they start the course and when they end, and when people reflect back, it's always something they say. The group interaction, the kind of social stuff we do as well, going out and work experience. And it's not just about getting new skills, but it's about kind of auditing yourself and realising what have I got to offer based on what I've done before. That could be from work. It could be stuff that can be transferred from your old work. It could be things like raising a family. It could be whatever you've achieved in your personal
yes,
life.
Yeah.
If people are kind of at a bit of a low ebb, they mightn't realise they have all this stuff to offer. So I suppose it's about kind of looking back in yourself on the positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as kind of gaining what you need to gain in terms of skills as well.
And there's a lot of places open now more than ever before as regards men. I mean, a lot of men, for instance, have lost a job and they become the home husband.
Mm.
And therefore, they could, if situations reverse and the wife was staying home or the kid is starting to go to school, and they're more flexible. I mean, men can go into creches now and all sorts of things. So there are different kind of skills they can
learn. That's right, yeah, yeah.
And they don't realise they have them, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yeah.
So if anyone is interested, what should they do?
Okay, well, you can have a chat to myself, I'm David, or Laura, on our number, which is 867-5215, 867-5215. You can also go on, if you want to find out a bit more about us in general, it's nln.ie, for National Learning Network, nln.ie, and you can see our different centres. We're based in the Swords Centre. There's different types of courses on offer, and you can also see things like there's videos of employers that have supported us with work experience and people who've been on the courses as mm-hmm. well, just talking about their experiences. There's one from our course who did a really good placement in Artane. So they're good as well, just to see the kind of what's the end kind of product of what we do,
okay.
because ultimately, like, we're we're aiming to get people into training or work when they finish up, and we're successful in doing that. So,
over the time that you've been doing this, do you find that, I mean, everything, no matter what it is, it's always men are more reluctant to get involved in groups and doing sorts of things. It's a matter of pride, I suppose, with a lot of them. So do you find more women that are in on the courses, or is it 50-50?
I wouldn't say that. No, at the moment we've got a good balance, actually, yeah. Okay. And I mean, it's not something in terms of recruitment we would, you know, we don't have to fill a quota as such for each, but... no, the gender balance has been good in the time I've been on the course, actually, and it's a good thing. Maybe there are different issues at play in terms of, as you say, kind of new skills with the different sexes. But I think it's still very individual at the same time, you know. So
I suppose
that's what we focus on, you know.
Now that I've mentioned sort of working from the home, I suppose like maybe a lot of men or women that have never been working at all and never been on the dole or ever, so both would can apply for this. If you're on the dole at the moment, you can apply for this. If you've been working at home, as I say, the kids have grown up or gone away, and you said I'd like to do something, this is something they could do as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, talk to us anyway, and we can figure out if it's a good fit. You know, I would say, yeah, no, if you're out of work and looking to kind of re-engage in whatever form that takes, you know, have a chat with us and we'll see if it works. If it doesn't, we can refer you to something else within our organisation or outside as well. There's lots of other services. So, yeah, get in the phone, I think.
Okay, and just to remember as well, that taking up the course is like taking up a job. So it is more or less full-time, half-day Friday.
Yeah.
So it's like taking up a job, to remember
that. In terms of the pace, it's not as intense as maybe, for example, say a level 5 course in Coláiste Dubh Uile or something like that, or one of our level 5 courses. But it is businesslike. It's I would say it's relaxed, but businesslike. That's how I would describe it. You know, so it's a way of kind of getting into that, the structure of the job, of a job format, the hours and the kind of commitment that goes with that, the responsibility. But I think it's in an environment that's supportive enough that it's not going to sort of, it's going to ease people back in as well. You know, so
okay.
I hope it's that nice kind of balance.
So if someone. How does it work with someone coming off the dole, for instance? Like, do they lose their...
You won't... Anyone who's on a payment will retain that amount that they're being paid anyway, at the very least. So
they're not going to be told you're not available for work because you're doing this course sort of thing. Like, you know,
as far as I know, no. I mean, okay. I would say this to anyone who's applying, talk to people like Citizens Information, talk to DSP yourself if you have any concerns about that, because
okay.
I don't want to speak for them either, you
okay,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But in generally speaking, you won't be any worse off. You'll retain what payment you're on. In some cases, that becomes what was a fast payment. It's now an ETB payment.
Okay.
In some cases, it would be retained from the source of the Department of Social Protection. But no, you won't be worse off for coming here anyway.
It's
free training.
And if people who've never worked and they come in for the course, do they have to pay anything?
No, there wouldn't be any extra for that situation, no.
Okay,
no.
So it's free of charge. And just ring 867-5215 or look up nln.ie and ask for David Bourke. Listen, it's always a pleasure having you in, David. Sorry about
the
misunderstanding.
Well, that's all right.
I'm getting old, you know. Listen, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you again.
Thanks a million.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Take care.